Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Crab boats from North Coast harbors began bringing in their catches as the delayed season finally got underway. Crab fishermen are being offered $2.50 per pound, and hopes are high that this crab season will be as big as 2012, when more than 31 million pounds of crab were pulled up from California waters. This is the second consecutive year, however, that crab fishermen have been delayed. Last year's season was delayed 6 weeks because of low meat-to-shell ratios, and that happened this year as well. In Crescent City, the rush to finish the replacement of damaged boat slips following tsunami damage was the right call, as late-arriving boats are having a hard time finding spots to dock their craft. The Board of Supervisors is soliciting public input into a proposal to rename the Arcata Eureka Airport to more broadly represent the county and region. The public is invited to submit their suggestions. Just make sure to include the words Redwood and Humboldt in your suggested name. The deadline for submissions is February 26th. At approximately 8 o'clock yesterday morning, a corrections officer at the county jail witnessed a 56-year-old inmate jump from the second tier of the housing unit. There was no one in the immediate area around the inmate when he jumped, and jail staff, along with Humboldt Bay firefighters and an ambulance crew, initiated life-saving efforts. Those efforts failed. The inmate was pronounced dead at the hospital after being transported for treatment. Sheriff's detectives and investigators from the district attorney's office have been assigned to investigate the incident. Inmate's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The Eureka resident was in jail because of a probation violation. Deputies from the Sheriff's Community Response Team served a search warrant at a residence in the 3300 block of Diana Drive in Hinesville Wednesday. Deputies were responding to several complaints from neighbors regarding suspicions about a suspected indoor marijuana grow at the site. Deputies searched the premises. They found an indoor hydroponics grow in the bedroom and the garage, confiscated more than 370 growing plants and a small amount of processed weed with a street value of over $180,000. Deputies found evidence of suspected drug sales activity, and although no one was arrested at the scene, three suspects have been identified. The home was uninhabited and was being used solely to grow marijuana. The case has been turned over to the district attorney's office for prosecution. Anyone with information about the grow or the suspects, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News, it's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The Eureka City Manager talks about all of the opportunities for our region's future. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
With renewed discussion about revitalizing local rail corridors and further development of Humboldt Bay as a more active port along the Northern California coast, new Eureka City Manager Bill Panos saw a good opportunity in accepting the job and moving to Eureka from West Sacramento. Panos said the North Coast has unlimited opportunities, and those are all based around the natural beauty and bounty of the region.
You know, I think it really is the natural environment here, to be honest with you. There's a UNESCO World Heritage Site within 30 minutes of where we're sitting right now, the Redwoods National Park. And there aren't that many UNESCO World Heritage Sites in the United States, but it's the natural environment. And it's the fact that the communities here are connected to the natural environment. And the legacy of this entire region is about the natural environment. It's a natural resource-based economy, and it's these things that I think probably excited us the most.
Panos also pointed out that building on the work and projects already completed by his predecessors is another goal.
I visited here about 25 years ago, and in coming back up for these conversations, I noticed that some things had changed, but some things had not. And it's almost like a lot of efforts had gone on, an amazing amount of work down in Old Town, an amazing amount of work throughout the community, but it's sort of stalled. It hadn't finished. And one of the jobs that they were really clear about, and one of the things I'm hearing from the community, is finishing.
Panos's work with revitalizing the Port of Sacramento was a key reason he was chosen for the position.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.